last time for everything. Say all is fair in love and war. If that ain't true, it's wrong. The ship you have to die for us. Forget about you when you're gone.
How you doing?
Good. I'm doing fine.
Great to talk to you.
Love and War, I thought that was a terrific video. It actually affected me quite a bit because I was a combat medic in Vietnam. It brought back a lot of memories.
Well, thank you, first of all, for your service, but I'm honored to hear that. That's one of the more important things that I've ever been able to say, and especially right. Who I'm saying it with.
Right.
I mean, you talk about right. somebody who has been there, yeah. done that. Yeah. He has not shied away from speaking his mind over the course of several wars now, and it's really fun to have a common cause, which I think no one could disagree with, which is the mistreatment of veterans, and yeah. it's got to stop.
That was probably in one of the worst battles of that war. It went on for 33 days.
Holy cow.
And that was one of the worst battles of the whole Vietnam War, but there was times I didn't think I would come home. But that video really affected me, and I appreciate your input into that. It helps me cope with that a lot.
Absolutely thrilled to hear that. I'm honored that hit you, because that's the key. Is if you're going to do something like that, it's easy to tug on the heartstrings of everyone yeah. else, but you have to feel yeah. like we've done a service to you.
Right,
you
know? Right. And there's a lot of things that people don't like about this country, but it's still the greatest country in the world.
Oh, it is. And yeah, we've got a lot of work to do.
You got your clothing line, Moonshine Spirit. You know, I can't even keep up with your awards. I mean, you're one after another, but also Nationwide and the Fender. I mean, to me, you're the Henry Ford of the guitars, because he wanted to make affordable for everybody to enjoy cars, drive them, make them cheap,
he did.
Make them reliable.
If I'd asked people what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse.
What was your inspiration behind that? Is that what you were looking for?
Well, I mean, I love the guitar. I love playing a Telecaster. I love the history it has with country music. You know, my heroes. I wanted to contribute something to this world, instrument wise, with a guitar like that right. I would see everyone, and it's also affordable, which is important. That's one thing right. Fender brings to the table, is they can do this economically and it's affordable. I mean, right. I want to see a kid going to a guitar lesson with that.
Right.
And I want to see a guy in a bar playing it. I've seen some photos online already of like a little kid holding it, you know,
yeah.
that got
yeah.
one. I think a great guitar is subjective, but for me, it's about resonance. It's about, does it feel right? And sometimes it's something that's unquantifiable, like it's a vibe.
Right.
There, you think about this, guitars are wood, they're largely wood, so trees are different.
Yeah.
And trees are a living, breathing thing.
Right. Never thought of it that way.
And when you cut one down and build a guitar out of it,
yeah.
you're talking about, there's no two alike in the world. I mean, one tree might have been in a flooded swamp, and another one might have had yeah, a drought
right.
and caused it to completely be a different density. And
right.
there's studies on that, and they keep trying to study these things and figure out why certain guitars are better than others and stuff. They still don't really know. There's
right.
a magic involved as
right.
well. I mean, some of this I still believe is like there's a soul to these instruments.
Sure.
And I've sensed that with some of the guitars I've got, that they feel like they have a history.
Right. You have a guitar downstairs that's framed. Is there any significance to that?
That is the one that's in the frame down there is the first Santa Cruz Brad Paisley model they made, which is a guitar
okay.
that's an acoustic guitar that a company in Santa Cruz, California makes for me.
Right. Getting back to the video you did last April, I think, on the Missouri.
Yes.
What was that like? I mean, that's a lot of history.
Standing there in San Diego, yeah.
yeah.
Well, myself and John Fogerty. That was an idea that the head of promotion at my record label had. He had seen that statue. That statue's amazing. They called it the Unconditional Surrender for a while, but they've changed the name where the sailor is kissing the nurse.
Yeah,
that thing's, I don't know. It looks like it's about 70 feet high to me.
Yeah, it's
nuts.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
and so that in front of that aircraft carrier, we said that's the setting we want. And
right.
They were incredibly accommodating and all too happy to right. have John and I come out there, and what an amazing experience that was to stand right. on the deck
right.
and sing that song. And that's the first time we ever performed that song after recording it right here.
Oh, really?
It was standing on the deck of the USS Missouri.
That's got to
be, wow. Singing that right. for the video. I mean,
who thought of doing the Missouri?
Me.
Okay.
Because it was sitting there behind it, that okay. statue. And I said, I called my director, Jim Shea, and I said, hey, Jim, I think it's a, I said, you know what would be amazing is, it, I know we were going to film in front of that statue, but we should see if they would also let us up there on the deck of the yeah. aircraft carrier. And as soon as we asked, it was, right. it was a yes. And the, you know, the, USO and everybody that's involved in any of these sure. kinds of things. And you know, the, they're great. They're just yeah. truly, I mean, the Navy and everybody, I mean, they all want you guys. Right. They're doing a better job these days in that sense of anything that raises awareness they want.
Sure. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chuck.
Well, Chuck, what a cool experience to sit down with Brad Paisley. And you were actually at his home, weren't you? It wasn't at a recording studio. He has his recording studio in his home, doesn't he?
Well, it's on his property, and it was pretty amazing. He's got a nice bar, and I guess when his family and friends come in town, that's where they stay. Mm-hmm. It's like a house, but he has a recording studio upstairs, and he says that it's nice to have friends and company, but it's nice to say goodnight, guys. I'm going home. He goes up the hill to his house. Yeah. And that's,
that's awesome. Well, we have the new CD called Love and War to give away today, so if you come over to the office and sit down with David and Charles and start to build and talk about income and be able to kind of go through this process of maximizing your Social Security and talking about the things that we're all concerned about, we're going to give you a copy of Love and War from Brad Paisley. So give us a call. Let's sit down, make an appointment. Let's get to it. We're in the last quarter of the year. Here's our number, 800-452-0208. A copy of Love and War for you today. If you give us a call, 800-452-0208. Online, of course, srfcenter.com.
There's a last time for everything.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley is back with a new album, Love and War, featuring the hit song Last Time for Everything.
There's a last time for everything.
This song is everything I love about music.
And the title track featuring John Fogerty.
They say all is fair in love and war, but that ain't true, it's wrong. They ship you out to die for us, but get up out you when you're gone.
He has not shied away from speaking his mind over the course of several wars now, and it's really fun to have a common cause, which I think no one could disagree with, which is the mistreatment of veterans, and it's got to stop.
Buy Love and War today, wherever you buy music.
Our entire album is going to be also done as an entire album of videos, and I hope some people out there will actually maybe listen to it beginning to end.
For everything Brad Paisley, including concert tour and Gibson guitar line, go to bradpaisley.com and watch Brad's Netflix original, Brad Paisley's Comedy Rodeo, on now.